during the fight, he was like ready. Like he knew it's him or her, and like he must answer her feelings in earnest. And then like after the fight, it's like, I don't ever want to fight you again. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to this guy.
What? The crowd loves us. They're clapping.
Yeah, they're clapping, all right. Clapping and interrupted. Welcome back to Herbal Synergies, the shop. I'm your host, Sinji, with me, my co-host, as always, Irby.
What's up?
What's up, Irby?
You know, same old, same old.
Rick Rossing it?
One could say that.
I might disagree.
Then you'd be the one that won't say that.
Agreed.
Yeah, so there we are. And thus you have it.
What is your flavor this week, big guy?
Oh, boy. I liked all of what Boruto did. That chapter was magnificent.
All of?
Yep. The whole thing. I just liked Boruto. But also...
Kind of weird that... Kawaki wasn't at least trying to pretend to be Himawari's brother.
Yeah. We'll get to that later. But yeah, also enjoyed Reign of the Seven Spellblades.
Yeah, my flavor's in that.
Yeah, that fight was also exquisite.
Indeed it was.
Yeah, and even Thorfinn this week, I was like, look at my boy. Look how they massacred my boy.
Yo. That ankle's gonna be swollen.
Man. But yeah, all good stuff. Yeah, I don't think Liar Liar had much for me other than the I did like the big brain move they did, so.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, continue with your flavors.
Ooh, excuse me. My flavor is coming out of Spellblades, and it's when Oliver and Anao almost killed each other.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, ooh. And yeah. Didn't even notice. And, like, they had completely two different reactions to it.
Oh, that one, I was like, oh. I was like, oh, something just seemed weird because someone did something. I was like, oh, that's weird. And then, you know, fight was cold.
My girl was like, let's do this again. Like, yo, you do realize one of you almost didn't make it out of there.
Yeah.
All right, you want to do that again?
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and kick it off with some Liar Liar.
Episode 5, A Fighting Chance in Eyes of Blue. Hito is speculating that Noah isn't the mastermind behind this little concocted scheme she pulled up. And Kaguya strode in drunk and they ended up having to break the news to her, they being Hirito and Rina. Shiroyuki requested a scalene love triangle game, which the name of the game seems kind of weird considering what you actually do in this game. And the way this game works is it's a card game again. Another card game, back to back. Where you have, I believe, 10 cards each, and there's a bonus card in the middle. And you have to play the higher valued card and finish with the most pairs to win. Draws stay on the board until someone eventually wins and winner takes all. And the way the cards are lined up is royalty beats knights and commoners. Knights beat assassin and commoner. Assassin beats royalty. Commoners beats nothing, but commoners have special abilities that we'll get into. King beats prince. Prince beats queen. Queen beats king. Again, the commoners have special abilities that like make more valuable if you use them correctly. For example, a commoner's ability could be like if this turn ends in a draw, then you win the next hand. Or if you succeed in fulfilling the conditions to this card, you take half of your opponent's cards. Stuff like that. Takes a little skill to use it. But Shiroyuki ended up texting Hirito that she will be using probability fluctuation level 4 and force control. So by this, they deduce, because there's only two possible, which is also kind of weird to me. There's only two possible hands to start off with, which is supposed to be at random. And A is clearly the stronger hand by what they surmised. And with probability fluctuation, Shiroyuki can bypass the random handing of the cards, and she landed herself the A. With force control, for three turns, she could pick what cards Hirito were using. So once she revealed that, the crew really knew that he was losing three cards right off the bat, three strong cards. So once speculating what to do here, the plan was to create an ability that is similar to a six-star ability to change the effects of a card. After they came up with that plan, they talked it, shut it down for the night, and for some reason, Rina had to stay over because it was too late. And then for some reason, again, she had to sleep in the same room as Hirito. Thoughts on that?
Nah, that probably may have been one of the only beds in there. I don't know.
Nah, where does Shiroyuki sleep?
That was her bed in there.
Nah, I doubt it.
Nah, that was her bed, dog.
Definitely not. So she comes up with the excuse that she doesn't want to be alone. Rina, and like after talking for a little bit, Rina says that like Hirito was born to cheat. And I was just like, that's nice to say, I guess. And moving along, they Hirito has a little conversation with Noah, and like Noah has like some issues, like I feel like. She says like this, I must be accepted issues, but whatever. We get on to the game, and like for the most part, it's starting off exactly how they were figured. And then Shiroyuki took a different card that they were expecting, and Hirito had to really think, because he was trying to figure out like, why would she do that? Why would she do that? Why wouldn't she take this? And he remembered she said, don't win tomorrow's game. But then he put two and two together. She never said don't lose tomorrow's game. So he started playing and ended up forcing a draw, which pissed off Noah. And she kind of came forth and said, I put in all this effort, and I hate that someone came in and just took seven stars on their first day. There's no way that's legit. You're a liar, you're fake, and I want to expose you. So she has this last-ditch plan with a virus she put on Shiroyuki's phone. And the plan is to, like, if the point of the virus, the way she held Shiroyuki captives was, if she didn't listen or something, blah, 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 like, everything was going to get exposed. But then the virus went away, and then it was a two-part phase hack job. And it was like, now, if you don't do this, her phone will be destroyed, and she'll have to vacate the academy. So let's have an honest duel. And she also revealed that there was someone else behind the curtains. It was Mr. Oz.
Yeah. Forcing to play the game, yeah. I probably would have led with the that she was like, oh, don't lose tomorrow. She's like, don't try to win tomorrow. That way, you know, might have been a little bit more suspense right there, baby. But nah, it's yeah, that's a big brain play. Like it turned out they had like a whole code word to say, oh, some sort of trouble or something rather. And I was like, oh man, that's kind of like when Sam Adine had that code in Supernatural. You probably don't remember.
I'm currently rewatching, so I will remember eventually.
Eventually, but you won't. But he's like, yeah. When Sam's like, yeah. When Dean's like, yeah, I'm having a real funky time or something. That was like code word for saying, oh, I got someone. He has a gun trained on me. I was like, oh, yeah. So I was like, oh, big brain move. Oh, the scenario. I was like, yeah, that's great.
That's great.
So. But yeah, it was a good episode. Wasn't up there, you know, like the rest of these episodes, but they're pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I did enjoy that.
It's like mid, but enjoyable mid.
Mid, but enjoyable mid.
Yeah, like wow. It's not like an anime you're dying to see, but like it's not one you mind watching either.
Oh, I can't wait to see the next episode.
I don't even believe you.
You never believe anything I say.
Cause you're always trolling.
No, not me.
Especially.
I'd never be trolling.
False words have never been spoken.
Nope. Cause I don't be trolling, dog.
Moving on. Unfortunately, no Jujutsu episode this week.
Yeah, I was a little sad about that one. I was like, man, I can't wait to read it, figure out what's going on. But nope, it doesn't even happen.
Hey, but we got a Boruto episode.
We did. That was a pleasant surprise. But getting into Reign of the Seven Spellblades, Season 1, Episode 2, Sword Arts Online. So the group reconvenes. They meet before class to get some breakfast. So, and then this is where we find out the whole definition of what Sword Art means. My boy, Bookworm Pete, he's in there. He's like, oh, I know the answer. And this is when everyone tries to start to slander him. Talking about, isn't he just an ordinary? I'm like, nah. Y'all ain't know what was going on. Pete, no. So he gives a definition of what Sword Art is. Specific combat techniques performed with the use of a FEMA.
Mm-hmm.
And this all came about because I think it was Will Battlewell, or with Battlewell, he lost a duel to a non-magical. And so I was like, oh man, that's pretty drastic to create a whole thing just because you lost. Sounds like a sore loser to me. But yeah, so then that happens, and then the teacher asks for volunteers, and this is when Nanao was like, yeah, I'll volunteer, but he's like, oh, you may be too skilled. I was like, oh, my boy's skilled. And then Richard Anders, he volunteers. He's another pompous nobility type, you know, got to show out like, oh, this is me. I'm big and bad. Look at me now. I'm getting paper. But yeah, so then, boy, Oliver, he volunteers. And this is when the battle starts. And I was like, oh, man, they're really going at it. I was like, this is great. I was like, I was enthralled by the movements, the slashing, the dodging. She looked like she had him on the ropes. And he was like, oh, I got to dodge. Can't just dodge. I got to deflect too, because it was like she was kind of strong. I was like, oh yeah, this is gonna be a good one.
Her sword has seen blood.
It sure has tasted the sweet blood. But I did think it was a nice, cool touch that the teacher was like, hey, here's a non-killing spell, so y'all can pretty much do whatever you want. And so I thought it was cool how he used the whole spell to like take away her footing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they cast out the lethality spell. That's why I was like, oh, the sword did something weird. And then this is when the teacher's like, stop it. That's enough. y'all catching off the spell, which kind of makes me...
What was weird to me about, like, I fully expect Oliver to be able to cancel out the spell, but Nanao is not that talented with magic. I'm surprised that she was able to subconsciously cancel out the spell.
It's probably one of those ones where, like, battle does it to you, or like a battle fever, or you get like a battle rage where like your body just does stuff and doesn't know why it does stuff. So I could see how that happened, or he might have just been in such close proximity that he canceled out both of them.
Maybe,
who knows? But yeah, I thought it was fitting. And then the rest of the people like, yeah, I don't need the spar. They canceled it down. So yeah, it was good. But it kind of makes me think. You haven't seen that show, but I think there's more to Oliver than to me. I think he might have been like a child prodigy on the battlefield.
Like almost a Ayano Koji.
I wouldn't say
where like he left his like his environment where he was bred and trained and like made into this all popping, but now he's trying to like blend into normal society.
I would say maybe the blending part, but yeah, it kind of reminds me of another show.
I just kind of think it. I think it's weird how he also switched up. Like during the fight, he was like ready. Like he knew it's him or her, and like he must answer her feelings in earnest. And then like after the fight, it's like I don't ever want to fight you again.
Yeah, because he was like, oh, he's like, I'm not going to use magic. He's like, you know what? I ought to use magic because that's what real competitors do. So.
And there's already like, an awkwardness between them.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. So the fight concludes. And she now is like, oh, that's the most fulfilling fight I ever had. She's like, someday we ought to finish it. And Oliver's like, I never want to fight you again. I'm like, man, that's kind of harsh. And that's what made me think he was like a killing machine, because like he couldn't go against the instincts. And so this part it was funny here, because the lady, Miss Gilchrist, she's like, I don't know why there's so many swords around. Like, a true mage only needs this white wand. I'm like, spoken like a true person that doesn't like change. Or you can't even pick up a sword because you might be weak. Who knows?
Yeah, people who can't adapt are
soon left behind.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, well, you're stuck in your ways. You should pick up a sword. I can see if you said you're too old, but you're not. So then we get to the animals class. And this portion of the class, they have to make silkworms, five silkworms. Essentially, it's like chakra control, because I have to feed them enough magic to where they'll make their silk, but not too much so that they convert to evil beasts. I'm like, huh, that is the way to go.
I thought it was hilarious when, what's Goldilocks' name?
Yeah, well, you know, Shelly.
Shelly?
Shella.
When she told Redhead, like, just get your first five failures out the way, and then I'll be there.
Yeah. But, yeah, so, chakra control. Let's see. Most of them get their stuff done, and there's, like, a few, and, like, the ones that turn evil, that the user flames fell on them and kill them. And I'm like, huh, that's not too bad. And I say, was it? Oh, Katie's the redhead girl's name. So, but Katie, she wants to save all the creatures. So she's like making sure that like all 10 of hers like turn to silk so that they won't have to be killed or spared.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, you know, she's in for a rude lesson here. And on our last one, it turns evil. And this is when Oliver and I forget the other woman's name.
Goldilocks.
Yeah. Shelly, yeah, they jump in and they save her, but not after the moth had like bit her fingers and hurt her. I was like, oh man, she's in for a rude awakening.
And they got deducted points because Teach was like, don't help the other person. They have to kill their own mistakes.
Yeah. So it's like, oh man, yeah, you know, you live and you learn. So they walk into the infirmary and she's like counting her feelings and she's like, yeah, I did all that because I wanted to save living creatures and this and the other. And Oliver's like, hey, you can't save everybody and everything. Essentially, long story short. And then he went on and was like, yeah, you know, maybe just strength for change, but like, you know, you can't just save them all. They're not Pokemon, you know?
Right?
Yeah. And so suddenly they eat dinner and my boy Pete has to go search for his lost book. And Oliver and...
Okay. Can I just say, when he lost his book, I thought the other kids in the class took it. The ones that were like talking shit on him for being like the kind of entry he is.
Yeah.
That's all I had to say about that. I was bamboozled.
Yeah, I also was like, oh well, maybe they're trying to all leave to give Oliver and Anel some space, but nope.
Nah, because yeah, Oliver left too.
Yeah, that's what I was like, oh, I was like, yeah. But
sorry, maybe he'll catch her like bathing in the fountain again.
Maybe. I don't know. But then we found out that the school is based on like a moving labyrinth and it changes every night. And then so they end up meeting this woman and she can mesmerize I think it was Ophelia Salvador Dore. She's a fourth year. And her, when she speaks, and she does stuff that can mesmerize people. But Oliver and Shella are not affected by it at all. And then we meet a fifth year, Saris Riverheim. He's a fifth year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, I'm like, man, this dude looked like a dad, bro. Like Ichigo dad out here. It's like, but yeah, it was a good episode. I'm excited to see where it goes to from now.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm like, the direction.
All right, let's get into some Vinland Saga.
Saga of Vinland.
Episode 9, The Battle of London Bridge. London turned the bridge into like a fortress for like defense and like they thought it'd be easy to fight, but a guy named Thorkell sided with the London side. And we learned a little bit more about Bjorn. He doesn't fight for money even though he's with Askeladd. So like he just likes to kill. And Askeladd wants to use Thorfinn to kill Thorkell. And Thorfinn, as stubborn as he is, he wants a reward in exchange, which is also, we all know, a duel. So Askeladd knew he wanted a duel and he says, bring me Thorkell's head and I'll give you what you want. Askeladd actually kind of laughed a little when Thorfinn threw a dagger through whatever he was holding in his hand. And Askeladd threw the dagger back at Thorfinn and said, just bring me his head and I'll reward you with what you want. So Floki ends up going towards Thorkell, and Bjorn speculates that Floki's going to offer him money. But really, Floki was just like, why did you want to ask, like, what are you doing? Withdraw right now and come talk to the king. And we learn a little bit more about Thorkell and how he's kind of like Bjorn. He just wants, like, the adrenaline of a fight. He likes to fight. So he actually sided with the London side purely because he knew they were weak and he thought he'd have more fun fighting with them because they were like clearly the losing side. Floki then tried to buy him out, but he just grabbed a giant freaking log that had a pointed end and threw it down and tried to pierce their boat, but they ended up retreating for the time being.
No, he threw the rock first.
Oh, the boulder. That's right. He threw the boulder.
Yeah.
After Floki reported to King Swain and said that Thorkell cannot be swayed, King Swain said attack immediately. And while all the boats were heading towards the London Bridge and Thorkell said attack, I ended up agreeing with him. The London people are trash. They had no aim. They couldn't hit people right underneath them. It wasn't a good time. The only thing that saved them was that Thorkell started grabbing the logs I mentioned earlier. And he did his move called the Log Dropper. No? Not good timing? I understand. How dare you? No reaction. Okay. Continuing. Thorkill's he's chasing away the all the other boats, and then Askeladd's boat is nearing the bridge and they're getting concerned about getting too close, but Askeladd's just a little further, and when they get close enough he signals Thorfinn to go. Thorfinn runs across the mass and he jumps all the way to where Thorkill is. Thorkill tells everyone to back off. He's got this. So then Thorkell and Thorfinn start fighting. Thorfinn dodged and dodged and kept dodging Thorkell while he was swinging the log. And he got a couple cuts in. When he got swung, he dodged and like did a big backwards thing and like pulled out his knife and like distanced himself from Thorkell. Thorkell put down the log and put up his fist. Thorfinn took that as like being underestimated, but when they got close, he realized that like, no, this dude's quick and strong. Thorfinn managed to dodge again and he ended up cutting Thorkell's wrists. Thorfinn came up with a plan because he's so big he needs to be able to reach his weak point, so he ran at him and like made it so that he knelt down, and when he went to go for the lethal blow, Thorkell used his hand to stop the dagger. Like the blade went through his hand, and with the blade in his hand he just held on to Thorfinn and like whipped him around like a towel and beat the shit out of him.
Naruto, when he had to use the Rasengan on Kabuto.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh. I was like, oh, that hurt me. And he just was like, wham, wham. And then, like when the Hulk got slammed around by Thanos.
Yes, exactly like that.
Or when Darkseid did that to Superman.
After Askeladd sees Thorfinn getting his ass handed to him, they decide to retreat. And Thorko's like wondering where everyone went. He lowers Thorfinn's body and was like, oh, you dead? And then Thorfinn twitches and like grabs his dagger and cuts off Thorkill's fingers and finds a way. Thorkill becomes impressed with Thorfinn and asks what's his name. So Thorfinn introduced himself. I already had a feeling that Thorkell knew exactly who Thors was because Floki knew who Thorkell was.
Yeah, he was like, oh, Thors, or could he used Thor's name and the little thing he was saying. It's like, yeah, Thors or whatever. I was like, oh, so he's dead, but you still want to invoke his name? Some person you are. You're a scumbag. absolute scummy scum.
Thorfinn ended up going into the river and swimming away, and Thorka was yelling out, like, hey, I was having fun, let's finish this. And, like, dude wasn't, like, he wasn't pissed, he was missing fingers, he didn't care about the two fingers, he was just having fun fighting Thorfinn. So he was just like, let's finish this, which I think would soured Thorfinn a little more. But
it did.
King Swain decided, like, this was a lost cause, it wasn't worth doing it. They'll keep 4,000 men there and continue to attack while they head to a different location, because they can't afford to keep wasting time trying to take the London Bridge.
Falling down.
By the time Thorfinn resurfaced, no, you missed your cue.
Nah, I did it.
You get...
Nope.
This is also sufficient.
Maybe for you.
Whoa. By the time Thorfinn resurfaced from the water, he knew that he had a dislocated shoulder, a sprained ankle, and some broken ribs. And I assumed that he would... When he ran into Askeladd's crew, and Askeladd said, hey, I'm going. It's up to you to stay, but I won't wait up for you. I thought Thorfinn was going to just stay there because he had to settle that score. But no, he limped away with the army.
Yeah.
By the way, song's still hype.
Might be.
I gotta add that song to my playlist. I think I keep saying that, but... You know.
Yeah.
Anything else you would like to talk about, Irby?
Yeah, I'm gonna do that last episode of Boruto real quick.
Oh, that's Boruto. Right. We didn't talk about Boruto, that's right.
Boruto 2 Vertex, Chapter 2 Tree. So we find out that there's a 2-year time skip. And my man looks way older than 2 years. I'm like, y'all sure they grow a whole lot. What they feeding these kids outside the village?
Was Shippuden 2 years or three?
I think it was like 2 3/4 or something like that. It was almost 3 years.
Okay, carry on.
Yeah, so, yeah. And so there's 2 years, it took Code still attacking the village, and Boruto tells him to withdraw, and I'll let you live. And I was like, oh man, my man's pretty strong. And then this is what had me thinking right here. I was like, so were the 2 years like how Sasuke went and trained away for 2 years? How he was using like, they wanted to say forbidden magic or different forbidden jutsu to get him strong, because you remember how he came back and Naruto came back and Sasuke was leagues ahead of Naruto.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, is that like Boruto is just real super strong? We don't know yet, because he talked about killing Code, and Code's pretty strong.
He's also talking about like fighting the Ten Tails, or like he wants to be taken to the Ten Tails for some reason.
Hey, so... you skipped way too far ahead, my guy.
Well, no, I'm just, now that you're asking, I'm speculating.
Nah, you could have speculated later. Like an hour later.
Just jumped I'm all about Warhead Sour Taffies.
Nah. Anyhow, I'll continue. Yeah, so the Inoshika Cho group, they're fighting some monsters, you know, they're leveled up monsters. And I'm like, oh, okay. Interesting. Kawaki shows up. And him and Wari had fell out of the plane the bird, because the thing attacked them, and they ended up saving her, but she's like, oh, big brother. And Kawaki's like, don't call me that. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's kind of weird for your little sister, can't call you big bro. Like, that's a red flag right there, if I ever didn't seen one. And so they get to fighting. I'm like, yeah, Boruto Code fight. He just slicing up all the monsters. So I'm like, oh, you go, guy. And Boruto's like, you don't understand the true terror of the Ten Tails. I'm like, oh man, what's the true terror, Boruto? Tell us. But you don't.
He doesn't.
Yeah. And then we flip to Sarada. She's fighting. And with her back's turned, one of the things tried to attack it. A ninja saves her. He jumps out. And the thing bites him. And he ends up turning into a tree-like substance. I'm like, oh man, that's weird. Must have used this, like, instead of becoming clay, he became chakra tree. So, yeah. And then we find out that they're just mindless creatures that keep attacking things until they find an Otosuki. And then Boruto tells Ko to withdraw again. He's like, I'll let you live. In exchange, you take me to the main body, the Ten Tails. And then he's like, killing you is easy. Don't die in vain. Do something for the world. And then the Rasengan Uzuhiko. And that's where they end it. So, lots of speculation. So, we got to wait a whole nother month to see.
What do you think the Sharingan Uzuhiko is?
You mean the Rasengan?
Oh, yeah, the Rasengan Uzuhiko.
I don't know. I think the etymology or something was like a word or a structure or something. I don't know. It could be... it's definitely going to be probably swirling wind-based something.
Because, like, you saw how he had that, like, two rings around him when he said it and did it? What if it, like, it kind of fuses, like, the Rasengan with palm rotation?
Could be. That's what, I think that's what some people were speculating about. I was like, we'll see. I can't wait to see, though, because I'm like, oh, man, I can't wait to see.
We'll see in about a month from now.
In a month. But, yeah, I do like how he has Sasuke's traveler sword. But where's Sasuke in all of this? My man should be there, but he's not.
Maybe talking to Shikamaru, or trying to.
Maybe, maybe not. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Or maybe he's just trying to locate the Ten Tails, and Boruto's like, I got this, Sasuke.
He's like, I'll pick up some information on my trek while I'm there.
But my man doesn't have the Rinnegan no more, so like maybe he's not the best for finding things.
Yeah, I don't think he can get...
yeah, that's what he could do anything.
In those dimensions, yeah.
And you know what? I mean, Boruto said, like, Boruto said killing Code was, like, an easy task, and he didn't even use, like, the karma mark.
Or his eye.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it's great. I'm looking forward to next month's episode.
I'm surprised Kawaki, like, left Boruto so easily.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel that was a little strange, but okay. Yep, anything else, Irby?
No, I'm not looking at anything.
Alrighty, guys, we'll catch you next week. Like, comment, subscribe, and peace.
Peace.